cliffcentral.com.
All right, Sade with Smooth Operator. Do we have any guesses on what the theme is on the back of that?
Do we have any messages? I mean...
Well, I've got a couple of messages here. Ben, would the theme be travel by any chance? Interesting guess, but no. Anushka, you're very much wrong. The theme is not 90s porn music.
Oh,
so, I opened up to some better suggestions. Amanda, you got any suggestions of what the theme might be for this week's music?
I was thinking old school pop. old school pop.
That's a bit of a boring theme, though. I mean, would you really think that I was just going
to
throw
something
old school pop?
Something to do
pop?
With Bill Cosby?
Maybe slightly closer.
Ooh.
See, your suggestion?
Oh, wait. Now, that threw me off. Because
that completely threw me off.
But saying that's close, though. See?
Well, she started off with old school pop, which isn't really a theme. It's
no,
more something.
No, but it was Bill Cosby that piqued your interest.
Bill Cosby gets you slightly closer, but I mean, the original thing was so far away. It's hardly a clue.
Because my two ideas before Amanda was either A, if you listen to the first few bars of that Sade song, it does kind of sound like elevator music. If you just close your eyes without the lyrics, it does. Then, secondly, I thought songs with the word smooth in it. So, like, maybe you're going to play Michael Jackson Smooth Criminal next.
Sia, no. Seeing as Sia will take longer than to order his food, try to get the answer out of him.
Okay, I'm going to guess it's something very sensual, like top six songs to have sex to or something like that.
That's the best so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sia, do you want to have a guess or should I just tell you?
Well, a combination of top six way best songs to have sex to plus Bill Cosby, maybe like top six songs about rape.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow, Sia.
I'm just combining the two.
That escalated quickly.
No,
are these songs with like undercover
meanings. Do you really think I get the chance to host this show and my theme for the week is best songs to get raped to?
Yes.
Is that what we're getting at?
Not songs to get raped to, but songs about, you know, like...
No, okay, okay, stop this.
Anyway, okay.
You're ruining,
let's keep it PG-13.
You're ruining all of this. Alrighty. You're so dark, yeah. Jeepers. The songs this week are songs you were probably conceived to.
Yo.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, so Sade, Smooth Criminal, Smooth
Operator.
Okay.
There's a very good chance that your parents might have been listening to that while you were conceived.
Hey, now.
So the rest of this week, there's going to be songs that you're going to think,
Ew, no. You see, I have a different take on this because I know that I was conceived in April of 1994. So I'm a true freedom baby.
Narrow down the song here.
Yeah, so it was probably something patriotic, something like Viva
PJ
New South
Power
Africa.
World and Union.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, wow. Hubba, that really gets
quite a funny thought. I was watching rugby as a 13-year-old, 12-year-old kid, and see, you were being conceived.
Ew.
Because it's the Rugby World Cup in 94.
I know.
Wow.
Let's not think about so I think
but
it would actually...
It's an interesting theme.
Yeah, it would be funny if we all counted 9 months back to when we were born, and we think of songs around then, hey?
Okay, well, so the theme is songs that your parents might have been conceived to, but amongst all of us, we've got to try to submit the song that we think that we were conceived to. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, also, depending on who your parents are, they would have come from different genres.
Yes.
Yeah.
So with my parents, for example, it totally would have been a Motown vibe, like without a doubt.
Ooh, and Motown is sensual.
I think I was exactly the same with my parents. Seriously, my parents have got a Motown vinyl collection.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, just
that's all that they would have been listening to.
All they needed is a little fireplace, a plush carpet, some little let's get it on, and the rest is your history.
You know what? If you ever run out of things to talk about with your parents, okay?
No, please.
Bit of a dark river going on.
No.
Look, guys, whatever I say now, it's not as bad as what Sia said earlier, so I've got immunity here. I'm good.
This is true. This
I needed
is true.
To phrase it better, but my thinking was good.
Yeah, so next time you see it, you say, well, this week on the Gareth Cliff Show, they were playing songs that you might have been conceived to, and then you say, well, what were some of the songs that I could have been conceived to?
Ooh.
That's how you start conversations.
No. Ben, when about do you raise that topic with your parents? Like just over breakfast?
See, this is the beauty of life.
At the dinner table.
You have options, you have choices, you can throw it out whenever you want.
Yes, yeah, but the best time to do it is after, you know, when you're all on your, say, third or fourth drink, because then you feel less awkward about it, and they're probably more forthcoming with the information.
Ugh, that is so weird to me.
Yeah.
Still so weird.
All right, so there's the challenge, okay? You guys all got to find a song this week. Give it to me. But let's see, you can play along here as well, because I'm sure you want to be part of this. CliffCentral.com